Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Wheat Farm.
While the sample size is small, the first 3 weeks of the regular season have started to reveal what kind of team the Packers are developing this season.
These Packers appear to be much more capable of running the football. The last two games prior to the bye week, the Packers piled up 321 rushing yards on 54 attempts and two touchdowns. That's almost 6 yards a pop. After going 44 consecutive regular season games without seeing one of their backs rush for 100 yards, James Starks and rookie Jonathan Franklin did it in back-to-back games. We also know the Packers are best when they set up the run with the pass, as was the case in their blowout win over Washington week two. On the other side of the ball, the defense has stood up against the run thus far this season, yielding 93.3 yards a game and less than 4 yards per rushing attempt. A deep rotation along the D-line has made a big difference in this campaign. But at 1-2, all is not rosy. The Packers defense has struggled to contain the big play, especially through the air, yielding 8 passing plays of 25 yards or more. The return to health of safety Morgan Burnett, the on-field coordinator of the secondary, should help. The Packers need to get the kickoff and punt return situation stabilized. Jeremy Ross is gone. Now what? Quarterback Aaron Rodgers has been sacked 10 times in 3 games this season. Batted passes at the line were a problem in Cincinnati. This week, the challenge for the line will be on the interior as Josh Sitton, Evan Dietrich Smith, and T.J. Lang battle the strength of the Lions. Defensive tackles Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley.
Coming off an early season bye week, the meat of the season begins for the Packers as they will face division opponents in 3 of the next 5 weeks, beginning with the first-place Detroit Lions in Green Bay on Sunday. But remember, the Lions haven't won on Wisconsin soil since 1991. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.